This evening, I wanted to talk a little bit about how we can use this program not only to tell your story, but maybe one of the things that happens is that while you are listening to one of our stories, you suddenly feel you want change. So now what do you do? Where do you start? Who do you talk to about this? Do you need a plan? This is why talking is so important. Who do we talk to about getting where we want to be in our lives? The way I see it, there are two conversations that you need to have right away. The first conversation is fairly easy. The second one is usually the difficult one. The first conversation, when you want to do anything in your life, and especially before you make that change that you so desire, the first thing that you have to do is to talk about that with the Creator, God. Why Him, you say? Because He made us. He knows us more than we know ourselves, and He made the world we live in. This is a very practical thing to do. Return to where you came from and ask for help in your plan to change your life. The difficult one to talk to is, of course, yourself. You have to talk to yourself too. Why is talking to ourselves so difficult? Because there are four parts to us as human beings. First, there's your spirit, the engine that drives our bodies, the part of us that is part of the Creator, the part of us that goes back to the Creator when our work is finished here. Our heart, where you keep all of the emotions and the most precious things in your life, love, respect, truth, faith, honor, all the important things that you are. Your heart keeps for you. And our mind, a most beautiful thing that wants to learn and requires continuous education throughout our lives. Your mind can create the kind of day that you are going to have. Your mind can help you to dream of big things and to see things that no one else can see. Our body, where all of the other three reside. Our bodies are resilient, a magnificent creation of our Maker. All four are interconnected and work as one. The task we have is to balance the four in our day-to-day lives. Even at the best of times, these four sometimes won't work together or cooperate. That's why it is very difficult being a human being. So if you just go ahead and do things that you want, make the changes yourself without talking to anybody, it probably won't last long. After all, it's just your mind doing all of this on its own. There is no cohesiveness, nothing holding your plan together except your mind. Without letting God or yourself know, then only your mind knows what is going on. The same thing if you don't include your family, friends, and supporters. They can't help you either if they aren't asked to be a part of what you're planning for yourself. So think about what you're going to do, ask the right people to help you, then follow your plan for change. Here are the steps again. If you want to change your life, you have to talk to two people, the Creator and yourself, in that order. Ask the Creator for help, and then get your body ready for your plan. Prepare your spirit, heart, mind, and body for the transformation that is to come. And it will come because you went through the proper channels. Then put your plan into action and go about your daily business. And remember, your spirit is your voice.
Your Spirit Is Your Voice aims to share positive stories about successful journeys on the road to recovery. Still, we acknowledge that some of the things we talk about on this show may act as a trigger, taking you back to a difficult time in your life. When that happens, we want you to talk about how you're feeling. Here are some numbers to call. Noden Counseling Services Emergency Response Number 1-800-446-7863. The Crisis Response Number 1-866-888-8988. Kids Help Phone Line 1-800-668-6868. On the eastern side of Nan, you can call 1-800-461-1293. Moosonee Crisis Line 1-705-336-2456. Crisis Support Worker 1-705-336-2142. The Mental Health Line across Ontario is 1-866-531-2600. The National Indian Residential Schools Crisis Line is 1-866-925-4419. If you need help, call and talk to someone about how you are feeling. Your Spirit Is Your Voice is a collaboration of Tikkanaugan Child and Family Services, Wahwatay Native Communication Society, and the Sulakelp First Nations Health Authority. The funder is Ontario Trillium Foundation.
Good afternoon. Tina Kakapinam-Schultz is from Kiwewin First Nation. She went to Cecilia Jeffrey Residential School in Kenora at the age of 6. Today she works in Balmertown and lives there with husband Peter. She has 3 sons, Jeremy, Kevin, and Blue, and is a proud kokum of 10 grandchildren. In our interview last week, Tina was just talking about how her 2 grandchildren held her hand while she looked at the artifacts from the old residential school that was on display at the Red Lake Museum, which is where we pick up our interview with her.
That's how I was able to do that residential school display.
They're so wise at such a young age.
Yeah, because they love you, you know, and they love you and they want to protect you and they know when you're hurting, and so they're right there by your side, and I was really you know, it made me feel safe, you know. And also you mentioned, do you ever fall on your face?
Yeah.
Or lapse? I guess I would say that no, like today, no, I don't allow myself to get that far, because I love myself too much to get down. I won't allow anything to take away what I've gained, because it's too precious.
Mm-hmm.
And because I believe in me, and I know, you know, who I am. I'm loved, and Creator created me, and He created a good person, you know, because we believe that we're part of the Creator's image, and if He's in me, then how can anybody say that I'm bad?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I really believe in that, and if I allow bad thoughts or even to think that, you know, I want to hurt myself or to go back by drinking and doing the things that I used to do, I go back to the where I used to go. I think back to where I was before, and the loneliness and all the heartache that I felt before. I don't want to go back. Why should I go back? Because I have love now. I have joy. I have peace. You know, all the 7 teachings that are there for us. I can claim those 7 teachings in mm-hmm. my life now and live them. And that's, to me, that's the most important thing. And also, if I live them, then I'm carrying on my children and my grandchildren, and they are my responsibility now.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to be a good grandmother.
You mentioned something that is very important when we discuss about our lives, and that is you said you allow, you know. So it is a choice of whether we want to allow ourselves to keep thinking in the negative terms or if we want to look at our lives in the positive terms. Is that what I'm hearing you saying? It's a choice that we have?
Yeah, it's everybody's choice. Like, and that's the wonderful freedom that the Creator has given us. You know, because He doesn't want to be a God where He wants to shape us to what He wants, but He wants to be able to give us that choice of how we want to live, that choice of which where our thoughts will lead us. You know, because whatever we think and what we say, and then we take action to what we say afterwards. And I don't think I'm explaining that very well, but I really believe that if you think it and then you say it and then you do it, you can take your choice, either it be positive or negative.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, you know, if I'm going to do something, I think about what I'm going to do that is positive in my life, and then I reinforce it by saying to someone, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Okay, after I've said that, that means that I said the word, that now I have to be committed to my word.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
And I tell my children, my grandchildren too, that I can't tell you what to do, but I can tell you, I can give you examples and through my life,
mm-hmm.
but it's your decision, and you're the only one that's going to help yourself. You will know that you made your decision. You can't blame anyone else. But at the same time, if you make your own decision, you're going to be so proud that you made the right decision.
Yeah.
And that's how you grow, is by, and also making bad choices and mistakes. You know, they were there for learning tools.
Mm-hmm.
They're not there to set us back. You can use those mistakes as a stepping stone.
Yeah.
to learn from what you did wrong, and then also not to be too harsh on yourself. That's another thing too
another question I was going to ask you. What do you do when you fall on your face? Do you beat yourself up? Like you mentioned, not to be too hard on yourself. What do you mean by that?
If you made a mistake and you hurt somebody, then you have to, for me anyway, I've had to go and apologize to someone for the hurt and damage I've done.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to ask for forgiveness. And on top of that, I had to forgive myself for doing that, and not to feel, because guilt and shame can really bring you down. And it's like an anchor if you don't let go of that. And by doing that, you have to forgive yourself. It took me a long time to forgive myself for the way I raised my children. I kept asking them to forgive me, I'm sorry, apologizing over and over until they got sick of it. Because they forgave me a long time ago, but I just couldn't forgive myself.
Mm-hmm.
So forgiving is actually, you know, letting go.
Yeah.
Of something that's bad, and or something that you did, just letting go. And so I really had to learn that in my life, that if you hurt someone, you forgive them, but at the same time, you have to forgive yourself, because that's part of the, you know, you're not done when you're just forgiving someone else.
Yeah, you have to forgive yourself too.
And we'll be back right after these messages.
You are listening to Your Spirit is Your Voice on CKWT in Sulacap. Your Spirit is Your Voice is a collaboration of Tikkanagan Child and Family Services, Wawate Native Communication Society, and the Sulacap First Nations Health Authority. The funder is Ontario Trillium Foundation.
And we're back with Tina Kakapetum Schultz, and she's talking about how to stay on focus when things happen. And we're back with the interview.
One quick last question. What would your advice be to a survivor who is trying to change the way their lives are going right now?
I guess for me, I would say, for me it didn't work because until I regained my faith in the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the spirituality is really important to maintain. And also, you have to look at the four elements of your being, which is the mental, emotional, physical, and spirituality. You have to look at all those holistically. Mm-hmm. And when you work on those four elements and they balance together, it starts to set your life in motion. And you have to, you know, find people that are there for you, role models, and not to be ashamed when people come to you for help, because it just keeps going on. Like an elder will help you, and then you get help, and then you learn those new teachings, and you pass it on. You know, it just keeps going on, and I guess we have to start learning to love ourselves as who we were meant to be, and how the Creator created us, and also to love and to serve people. I get a lot of joy with my job because I talk to a lot of people, and I'm doing a work that is meaningful because I feel like I am serving my people now, and that's the greatest joy and content that you can get is knowing that you're doing something to help other people.
Did you ever think that you would be this happy in your future?
No, actually, it's been an amazing journey because there's so many people that have come in my life and gone, and so many people that have been there to help me. Even the bad things that happen, I've learned from them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think anything that happens is a coincidence.
Yeah,
it's something that, you know, I believe God had a master plan for me even before I was born,
mm-hmm.
and that I would be doing this, and it's. I'm really grateful that I managed to make right decisions through the people that I've learned from and through the experiences I've gone through. That, you know, it's a life experience, and I really believe when elders tell us that, you know, that I can only talk from my own experience and their stories, and that's what I do now. That's what I believe in now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell people what to do, but I can say, okay, this is what happened to me. When you know, I can use my own experiences. I used to wallow in self pity, swim in it, and enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
And it took a while to get over that because that familiarity of being in there, like you just didn't.
What changed that for you?
I guess it's not like today. I don't. I know when I'm starting to do that, then I say, okay, get out of it. You know, I just talk to myself like, that's not good for you. But what changed was, you know, just wanting to. I got sick and tired of being lonely, being
afraid all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's being afraid and being down on myself, you know. It just got tiring, and I wanted to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Tina.
I hope that...
Well, there's a lot of good positive messages in there that I heard while you were talking. So that's exactly what I'm looking for, how residential school survivors and other First Nations out there looking for a change, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept hearing you saying that, you know, you allowed yourself. So, you know, like people need to hear that they have to make a choice of what they want. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can I just add something?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to tell you my experience about what I felt when I heard the Prime Minister apologize.
Mm-hmm.
When I think the greatest moment was when we saw our people, our elders, and our leadership in the chamber. And for the first time in my life, I felt like I was part of Canada. And whereas before, I always felt like I didn't really I was really a Canadian. I was, you know, as if I was from a different planet or a different country. But I never, that is the very first time I felt I was a Canadian, and I was so proud of it. And to see it, just because I saw, you know, our national grand chief and all the leaders sitting there and the elders, and also to see the national grand chief wearing a headdress, that made a huge impact on me, because all my life and throughout when I was a child, I used to think that chieftains with wearing headdresses and the way we wore feathers, and that it was just a make-believe story, and those were just fairy tale stories like Peter Pan, you know. Mm-hmm. But to see him there wearing a headdress, it made me realize we are real, you know, and that part of our history is real. They tried to take it away from us,
mm-hmm.
by making it sound like it was just fairy tales.
Yeah.
And also to hear the Prime Minister himself say those words of apology, like I was sitting there weeping because for the first time someone was apologizing to me, and I didn't care, you know. The acknowledgement and the recognition that they were trying to take the native child out of me,
yeah,
because this is what I always felt.
Yeah.
And it just, I guess it was really healing for me to hear those words, and for me to, because I was already had been on the healing path from residential school, it cemented, the apology cemented who I believe I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to hear those words to make me feel, to free me from that, and to have the, you know, the Prime Minister of Canada say those words, that was like a really, really emotional moment at that mm-hmm. time.
And I wanted to say thank you for the interview with Tina Kakapetum Schultz, and I'm glad that they never took the Indian out of her, and that she is not from a different planet, and that we are real. Thank you very much.
Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Dave Wiesk. I am the co-host of this program, Your Spirit is Your Voice. And usually we have a song for survivors out there, you know, and at this time we have a little replacement, and it's a song that best describes relationships and life. Here's the Pretenders.
So sad, the tears are in your eyes. Come on and come to me now. Don't be ashamed to cry. Let me see you through, 'cause I've seen the dark side too. When the night falls on, I'm
listening to Your Spirit is Your Voice on CKWT in Sulakan. Your Spirit is Your Voice is a collaboration of Tikanagan Child and Family Services, Wawate Native Communication Society, and the Sulakelp First Nations Health Authority. The funder is Ontario Trillium Foundation.
Okay, good evening. And Dave Wiesen is Nihasan. Ninangay Benota, Megwachagi. Ayumahagaban Liz Sakani. And they are from Wiki, Wiki Mekong. And they are Pitabego Hostio. Egomaga. Apisija tayana motam tanagi tanagi apichai tes paminus tamutana hitte ibi je vebi tagano hoban apichiga sno matago mo especially in a residential school in Fort Albany, the school called St. Anne's Residential School. Ekama nagin no what me that te an motam tani tanagi apichai sino minustam ani hatte pimatte zone hitte tanagaro tak chibeche chibechi well leading a good life, I guess. And And here she is, when I had that opportunity to interview Liz Sakani.
I'm going to go to the counseling. mun on myös kantaa sitten vaikka hän on tehnyt tämän tuossa, mutta se on tällä hetkellä että hän on tässä lamajona, se minne kuin juttelen vaan ne parenting skills mutta myös kun niistä voi pontana, kun hän on siellä ne pitää mä että kun hän on siellä ne kyllä on nousu se magatina että ne tällä hetkellä ei nousu se niistä ne voi ponen se asiista high school ne vaan mä että ja vaan mä sikin tuntun nämä ne parenting skills, kun mä menin second family, sinne hattu, kun minä kertoo, kakuskun hamas jäänä, ne musta draasa myös, että peipä hän niissä on tee, ohtaa joo, niissä mä hän tee, kun teki kiltä näkyy. Hän ne mennä mennä hän, sinne se tottaa hän mennä, eikä hän ne missä näkö sitten hän. Mone peipu, mone puu peikutte, jos on, kun draasa myös, että minä entä mä haluan. Kakken on estää, ne kuitenkin kohtaa joo, niin sitten on tee nämä, kun mä oon pohjehtuuttaa, tämmöinen herittää nämä kenkiä, nämä nuo hommaa ottaa jo, että se ne suomalaiset kanssa. Mä ajattelin nekin nämä teillä ainakin se on, kun mä kehon ottaa jo niissä puhuttu. Kyllä mä voin käydä, että niissä on ollut asumissa. Mä oon nämä nestoin aina mä soo eräkin keskentäk nestoin aina heti kona. Mä oon niin, että tämä meni nämä mun nestoin täpäs kutpu, kun mä kaispanin ja kaikista ja hän teikistä ja skuulista. Tästä mä aina panin jääkin, kun mä sako tämä nuo mettään, tein mettään tässä niin kuin mettään, niin kuin kuvitse mettään, että kun on niin kuin kuvitse mettään, kuvitse mettään, kun on tänne mä ensin minun osin kuin tuossa katti, se kai sen asuus se kaa siinä, koska tänä on tänä, se puolen tekeen tuon kaikki petistin, sako mä tässä niin kuin itse on, koska koska se pan, tämä mettään entä mä panen niin kuin kana, kaikki petistin, ei hän mä puolen tässä mestä niin suitse kuin hän on tehty, vaikka mä kuin tästä nostaa. Wiki gatsa 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 noski. Asa pego on mina ni se bisem de sta nota. Ni ko tuan mai tehe. Kishe mena nda mani se ko tustiana ni ge nda no ga no de sta tse ke gona. So et lot en he go na na ko workshop ska ya tse training ge gona. Ka mon ga ring mana ga ya tse. Na na ko ni hin no ge gona. Ni ko na mes ko man ni tne wi tse ge an. Ei sitä kaskana kuin äänestään, että ei noudesta ajan saa tämä pepitys, kun saa että se mitä kenan on. Tuli aina monen maissa, kun tänne tehdään, kun se kohtaa tänne häntä, näin kesken tähän viitsi, kun tänne kekoon aikaan noudesta. Eihän mä äänestä tuotteen mana, nuo viitsi hau volintia tuottamaan, kun aina kekoon aina noudesta, kun tänne mä etuusti vaan viitsi, että siihen kesee hau, niin sitten ei mä hänkin kohta kähtää. Kysymyksen mä aina myös kohta kesee hau, mutta kaikista ajatuksena on The Residential School. Me se tapakitta nähdään, että The Residential School kekona group meeting tähän, että tänä kamaan on tehty, että mä aina sitten vaavitse, että siihen aina mä sanan, että tänne kekona ei minuutistain. Kysy piikiskaiden takon, kun niin rähtiäänkin piikiskaiden tehty, kun se pukattiin tänne kerrottamaan tänne. Mä pätä kunnan uudestaan, ei tentämään, missä ettei käy tentämään. On puhuu, kun se jääkin se päiväisessä kentämään. Kyllä mä oon tuohon kittiä miehet. Mä oon saanut kaikki tuotteen, että mä päättämään ikään uudestaan. Päättämään vitsi, että siinä ei kiinen kitti, kun mä oon nähdään kaikki vitsi. Mä oon varoittamaan tuohon puhuu, että mä oon muska pettämään ne heikin, kun aina kaikki ähtiään. Kiettä kaikki skensä kautta, mä oon tekemään se pahva kettä, kun aina tekemään tuhtiään. Se ei kuu vitsi hyvänkin minun kuin. Kun ajattelin, että hän on keskellä hamas ihan käypätänyt se. Ei viinut sitä, niin kuin viitsi häkeä, kun näkee. Koska mä ajattelin, että niistä vaan niistä sen aikaiset, joka sen aikaiset. Näkee, että se on semmoisen aikaa, mä en ole Kiinaan on nämä. Eikä en ole sitä ihan eikä kun. Eikä kesken tämä tänne keisiä ja maahan kohdistu ketuttamaan. Kiinaan on yhden taakosan opettamaan, että se viitsi, että sieltäkin viitsi kaupustoa hukka. Aina mä olen nähtiin vaiheessa kiavassa, kun niin ehtiään. Tässä kun mä olen disagreement, että mä näkee näskuus, että mä olen aina pysyis. Mä niin tapoitse, kun saa sinä no. Ei kaisessa nää no, voi kaisessa, kun se nestoin on vaiheessa kiavano. Kaisessa nää no, näkee ei kaisessa, mutta se nestoin on. Ei kysken takia, kun iski, että nää no, ei kenen. Kaisessa mä ajattelin, että nää no, on niin esimerkiksi koko kohdassa. Mutta ei mä haluan, kun mä olen puolien tuossa, niin en pitämään koko kohdassa, että sinne, että koko nää kaikki sitä äänestä, niin aina mä en pistä, kun saa tääntä paskun ja koko muu. Mutta voin taakana, niin mä saan tuttamaan, kun se tsyko viitsi, että siinä se kiitä pahamman, missä ei koko on kiskaa, kun mä se viitsi, että siinä puhuu, kun se kaikki itse, että siinä.
And we will be right back with Liz after these messages.
You are listening to Your Spirit is Your Voice on CKWT in Sulacap. Throughout the show today, we've been hearing a little bit about the things that make a big difference in people's lives, the moment when things came together for them. What an honor it is to be able to share these stories. Do you have a personal story about how you changed your life? We want to hear from you. Can you explain in detail how you came to take your first steps on the road to recovery? Are you willing to share what you've learned with others so they can find their way? Please get in touch with us so we can help you to tell your story. Here's how you can get in touch by email, jerrys@wawate.on.ca, or give us a call at the Wawate office, 1-807-737-2951. We need your stories to make our program a success. And remember, even though we aim to share positive stories on this program, we know some things are very difficult to hear. If you feel like you need help right now, there are counselors standing by at these numbers. Noden Counseling Services, 1-800-446-7863. Noden's Crisis Response Line, 1-866-888-8988. And the Kids Help Phone, 1-800-668-6868. On the east side of Nan, call 1-800-461-1293. The Moose Knee Crisis Line, 1-705-336-2456. The Mental Health Line across Ontario is 1-866-531-2600. The National Indian Residential Schools Crisis Line is 1-866-925-4419. Thanks for listening. Please keep talking. And remember, your spirit is your voice. Your Spirit is Your Voice is a collaboration of Tikanagan Child and Family Services, Wawate Native Communication Society, and the Sulacap First Nations Health Authority. The funder is Ontario Trillium Foundation. Your Spirit is Your Voice aims to share positive stories about successful journeys on the road to recovery. Still, we acknowledge that some of the things we talk about on this show may act as a trigger, taking you back to a difficult time in your life. When that happens, we want you to talk about how you're feeling. Here are some numbers to call. Noden Counseling Services Emergency Response Number, 1-800-446-7863. The Crisis Response Number, 1-866-888-8988. Kids Help Phone Line, 1-800-668-6868. On the eastern side of Nan, you can call 1-800-461-1293. Moosonee Crisis Line, 1-705-336-2456. Crisis Support Worker, 1-705-336-2142. The Mental Health Line across Ontario is 1-866-531-2600. The National Indian Residential Schools Crisis Line is 1-866-925-4419. If you need help, call and talk to someone about how you are feeling.
Okay, kumagit na matche ba makminigit tigis tayo kumagagi mahagapan Liz Sakani.
Tayo na kumagi na kahit tayo na pishche kasuna matta kumo, kaya mga tayo nagarot taman chigi paska na manuma, kaya mga tayo sa tayo nagarot taman chigi betcha mga minashik kumagatis on tayo nagarot taman.
Nisa sa bubun sa ningit tayo nanda, kaya kumag nisa bubun na eha maskot mga marliyari na kamukasan is tingit tayo nanda nos tayo nanda. Orphanage home and not the guy when it's back of the group. At the Nashango open is my one day, Maria and Nagamohista. I hung it up then and get Kagatosian and those to be stabbed or torn on it. You should go to Sati. I got down my guys and Miss Command give on a witch. He reaches the Sian Monsago discard the Sian Motel and Miss Wolf of Scots. On Boga, I said, Bahaman, Kegama and get the skin then. Ways when I've done it. 27 late 30 said this time game 30 starts to pull his hand way sneaked then a whole flashback when I done it to get down to see him all day and just for never stay the hell and the make it down and the he nigga hey how wish could man and he should take and I'll be up a score when he's an hour for nigga and I'm a return of a flashback of chan and I'm a just for never man see him all for my wish it then the whole way sneaked and I'll be and then the hand is what they have a man to go near kulit mana kita kok mana ganggi kesusun gini dengan orang tiada tuhan mina bungki kau panih bungki skok gigi orang kekamah mana istana ini kena itu kesian dengan orang sistem mana kesian segisir namun anxiety mana dah ni cakap dia namun kas segisir namun ingat tu mereka jangan dapat tu sistem nama ini friendship center ni dengan mereka kat istia ni itu mama orang tu kemana boleh istilah tu mana sekarang dah istia kita mana mereka sih medicine mana sudah kau sendiri master sendiri. Nanti kalau nampak tinggi tu tanam makan deh, kalau macam ni, kalau ikan gitu ni awak sih ni kalau macam mukaskan sih kau ingat, kalau kita skender macam kalau kita nonton standar, kalau macam ingat kita skender, kalau macam kita nonton standar macam sekolah kan kita ni kita, tapi macam mukaskan dengan mana kalau macam flashback aja kat dek, kalau ikan bersekut kalau kita sih sih nak makan deh, etapa nama macam. You're going to have a flashback. I've done a man in such a you're going to have an anxiety attack from one of my skin. And the man's got to see you when you're done. Where you're getting right into me. I'm going to have a message. Kani kani juga kau mahu juga istimewa kita ni, kita kau puan, tanda kasih istana, tanda kasih tiada istana di Malaysia istana gitu awi je kau mana? Mereka tanya, kau cek tu memeskat tu siapa?
And I'm so happy to see you. How do you manage to go on with life? Ega cuma kau sekarang cegu ni, maka gigi bici istina utana kiti.
Bintangan mana ini? Sudlots, mana jenis bintangan yang utana mah? Ishi pagitan naman na magamukuskat din dami hiyan kayo na kutan ishi ay mistigyan tuwigat din na magayana na he kamukuskat siya hiyan kayo na mista mabagusin na magayana na kay mista mo naman dito ako na hana kanta po gani kan higiskin na magayana na kay mistigyan ano man tayo na nani higiskin gusto ko no
siya
ha monis ka at higiskin na magayana tispiti siya magigagaskin na ustad siya kani mamintin na magayana na mista mo naman higiskin na at the North Stars are going to hang on at the which hit us at the wind. I mean, in that one, my saga did the passage coming. Peter's got the deed and then Peter's got the dish. Peter's now going to go on and get the dish and then go on and Peter's got the money. Peter's got the deed the master. I'm going to hit that, so we are.
Okei, mä sitten tänikin tettapanin ohina hänne kaiskoka kaskettaatio uiche itos tänikin ottakapankin rendentio kukui uiche itos osman.
Tai me hevonen hana kaikiskin nämä tuskat kanan ottamaan niin on hana kaikki asia kaikki kista, että kun he settlements näistä vuokkaat kaikki tosiaan. Me kun ei kai mä hakek, he kun mä kettämään maskoin tänestä niin mä sitten näistä niin mä skanan kustu uiche itos on. Mä tuttamaan nyt tentamaan. Mm-hmm. So then there 12 years in the shihen or 13 years mean man I got another just time in the man okay come up and get the not that was then counseling at the mayor job at the shihen and the offices get the not that was then counseling get the my skin I want to come out to which is to let go and he gone and I skin then get the semester and then my gonna get gone and not stay get the quit I go shama about the my mosque but no but next you know
Okay, that was Liz Sackney from Wikwimakong. About her past in residential school.
The Survivor's Toolkit. The Survivor's Toolkit is information that our program and our partner, NODIN, provides to residential school survivors to help them with ideas about how to look for healing and wellness. Each week, the Survivor's Toolkit brings out bits of wisdom and expert knowledge that may help survivors in finding the help they need. This week's toolkit, we are presenting Crying. And with us to talk about it is Florence Bouchard, who is from NODIN. Good evening, Florence.
Good evening.
I guess we'll get right down to it. What is crying? What's that all about?
Crying is
like when kids cry, why are they crying?
Baby usually cries when they're hungry or when they're wet or they're not comfortable.
So as we grow up, is that the same for, let's say, adults, grown-ups? When people cry, are they expressing something?
Yeah.
And what are they expressing?
Yeah, their pain, their sadness.
Okay.
Or even happiness too.
Yeah, that was going to be my question. The other question, not right away, but so how does that help our bodies to cope with, let's say, whatever that person is crying? How is that helping them to deal with it?
When you're crying, it releases some of that tension, the stress out of your body.
Yeah, and the other question I have is that I know in back home too, like crying amongst adults is not something that is looked upon favorably. Eh? People always make fun of you, you know, what a wuss, you know, stuff like that. So crying, why is that not something that people look at as something favorable? Why do people think that it's not good to be crying about stuff? Like, I'll give you an example. In society today, it is not very good to have a man crying. As a matter of fact, in a lot of families, that's what they say, that, you know, you're not supposed to cry about this stuff. You know, you'll toughen up and, you know, keep going. What's wrong with that kind of way of looking at crying, that it doesn't do us any good?
Where'd you see something?
I think what you're asking is, why have men been conditioned not to cry?
Yes.
And it isn't, it hasn't been viewed as a masculine aspect of their being, or it's felt that in the past it's a sign of weakness.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, in the past many years, it has actually been proven that crying is a sign of strength for anyone. But because of the conditioning, when especially males are young, they are conditioned not to show their feelings, but rather to be very macho and masculine.
So is there a way that, excuse me, is there a way that, changes the mic. I guess the other question that I want to ask then, should people be afraid to cry in front of others? You know, like if you feel something coming up inside that you can't hold back, you know, should people be afraid to cry in front of others, or just give it a big cry and that'll make you feel better? What would you do?
They should just cry if that's how they're feeling, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
Just to release that sadness or pain they're feeling.
Okay, I think that's about all the time that we have for now. And until next week, when we're back here again on this program, I want to thank Florence Bouchard and also Marjorie Griffith, who kind of stepped up to the plate there and gave us a few wise words. Okay, that was your toolkit, the Survivor's Toolkit for today. Migrich.
Throughout the show today, we've been hearing a little bit about the things that make a big difference in people's lives, the moment when things came together for them. What an honor it is to be able to share these stories. Do you have a personal story about how you changed your life? We want to hear from you. Can you explain in detail how you came to take your first steps on the road to recovery? Are you willing to share what you've learned with others so they can find their way? Please get in touch with us so we can help you to tell your story. Here's how you can get in touch: by email, jerrys@wawate.on.ca, or give us a call at the Wawate office, 1-807-737-2951. We need your stories to make our program a success. And remember, even though we aim to share positive stories on this program, we know some things are very difficult to hear. If you feel like you need help right now, there are counselors standing by at these numbers. Noden Counseling Services, 1-800-446-7863. Noden's Crisis Response Line, 1-866-888-8988. And the Kids Help Phone, 1-800-668-6868. On the east side of Nan, call 1-800-461-1293. The Moose Knee Crisis Line, 1-705-336-2456. The Mental Health Line across Ontario is 1-866-531-2600. The National Indian Residential Schools Crisis Line is 1-866-925-4419. Thanks for listening. Please keep talking. And remember, your spirit is your voice.
And that's all the time that we have for this evening. And today is June 25. And I just wanted to say thank you again to Tina Kakapetum Schultz for the wonderful interview that she did. And also to Elizabeth Sackney. We want to thank her too for the wonderful interview. And also to my guests here for the Survivor's Toolkit. Thank you to Florence Bouchard and to Marjorie Griffith for coming up and talking to us on our program. And to all your listeners out there, if you have any information for us, you can send it to me at jerrys@wawate.on.ca. And also you can call us here at 807-737-2951. And for my co-host, David Wiesk, and myself, Jerry Sawanis, we want to say good evening to all of you out there, and thank you for listening to Your Spirit is Your Voice. Miigwech.
Time to apologize for you.